Chapter 7. Fear. Now, I'm no adrenaline junkie. I don't seek out danger. I've been a college lecturer, a therapist, a communication consultant in Silicon Valley. Not a soldier, a cop, or an iron worker. So when I hear stories about real life and death situation, it gets my attention. Mary Warren is a retired psychiatric nurse.
I was working on the inpatient psych unit at Peninsula Hospital, and we had a new patient that had been admitted that morning and was admitted by another nurse on the unit, and I had not yet received report about this man. So I didn't know about him or his story, and usually we always had two people on the unit. Others had gone to lunch, and the mental health assistant that was left on the unit with me was in the restroom. And this man came up to the counter and saw me there. And he had on tall cowboy boots. And usually, as part of the admission process, we make sure that we go through the luggage or whatever they have with them so that we can make sure that there's nothing toward on the unit. But he pulled a long knife out of his cowboy boot and pointed it at me and said, "I see no reason why I shouldn't use this on you right now." And you know how they say when you're dying, things flash through your mind? Well, right. I had never had that experience until that moment. The other thing that flashed through my mind and was what saved me was a very wise mentor that I had, a small woman in my training that had said to me more than once, "Do something unexpected and do it with kindness." And I took a deep breath and I looked at that man and I said, "I'm sorry. I guess nobody explained to you that we can't have weapons on this unit." I said, "I'm sorry, that's our fault." And I said, "We need to keep you safe and everybody else safe. So why don't you put the knife on the counter and I'm going to put it away. And when you leave, you get it back." And he looked at me and he looked at the knife and then he put it down on the counter and he said, "Okay." And he turned around and walked away. And at that moment, my knees were shaking, my heart was beating, I started breathing again and realized that I had been holding my breath. And I realized how afraid I was at that moment, but that those words of my mentor came true once more. Life-saving, yeah.